Blog Talk Radio.
I saw your little girlfriend today.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
Yeah, y'all breaking me. Y'all breaking me.
Yeah, there's a background noise. It's going to definitely break us up. So if you guys can see your phone for me, please. We have Auntie Dot. We have Auntie Betty.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
And we have Sister Shirley.
Good evening.
Good evening.
All right.
Good evening.
Good evening, everyone. We're going to go ahead and play 1342 with Auntie Terry. And we will see the other people doing, okay?
And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth and Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria? And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, my horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord besides, that we might inquire of him? And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micaiah, the son of Imlah, by whom we may inquire of the Lord. But I hate him, for he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, Hasten hither, Micaiah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria. And all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Chenaanah, made him horns of iron. And he said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push the Syrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper. For the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micaiah spake unto him, saying, Behold now, the words of the prophets declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. Micaiah said, As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micaiah, Shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, Go, prosper. For the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit, and stood before the Lord, and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth, and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah the son of Chenaanah went near, and smote Micaiah on the cheek, and said, Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micaiah said, Behold, thou shalt see in that day, when thou shalt go into an inner chamber to hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah, and carry him back unto Amon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fellow in the prison, and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction, until I come in peace. And Micaiah said, If thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, O people, every one of you. So the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, went up to Ramoth-Gilead. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, I will disguise myself and enter into battle, but put thou on thy robes. And the king of Israel disguised himself and went into the battle. But the king of Syria commanded his 32 captains that had rule over his chariot, saying, Fight neither with small nor great, save only with the king of Israel. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariot saw Jehoshaphat, that they said, Surely it is the king of Israel. And they turned aside to fight against him. And Jehoshaphat cried out. And it came to pass, when the captains of the chariot perceived that it was not the king of Israel, they turned back from pursuing him. And a certain man drew a bow at a venture, and smote the king of Israel between the joints of the harness. Wherefore he said unto the driver of his chariot, Turn thy hand and carry me out of the host, for I am wounded. And the battle increased that day. And the king was stayed up in his chariot against the Syrians, and died at even. And the blood ran out of the wound into the midst of the chariot. And there was a proclamation throughout the host about the going down of the sun, saying, Every man to his city, and every man to his own country. So the king died, and was brought to Samaria. And they buried the king in Samaria. And one washed the chariot in the pool of Samaria, and the dogs licked up his blood. And they washed his armor, according unto the word of the Lord, which he spake. Now the rest of the acts of Ahab, and all that he did, and the ivory house which he made, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the kings of Israel? So Ahab slept with his fathers, and Ahaziah his son reigned in his stead. And Jehoshaphat the son of Asa began to reign over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhai. And he walked in all the ways of Asa his father. He turned not aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. Nevertheless, the high places were not taken away, but the people offered and burnt incense yet in the high places. And Jehoshaphat made peace with the king of Israel. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat and his might that he showed, and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Judah? And the remnant of the Sodomites, which remained in the days of his father Asa, he took out of the land. There was then no king in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat made ships of Tarshish to go to Ophir for gold, but they went not, for the ships were broken at Ezion-Geber. Then said Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, unto Jehoshaphat, Let my servants go with thy servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat would not. And Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers and was buried with his fathers in the city of David his father. And Jehoram, his son, reigned in his stead. Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, began to reign over Israel in Samaria the 17th year of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, and reigned 2 years over Israel. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord, and walked in the way of his father and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who made Israel to sin. For he served Baal and worshipped him, and provoked to anger the Lord God of Israel, according to all that his father had done.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And thank you for sharing the 13:22 on Tuesday. We did not have any more calls, so I'm going to go ahead on the program. Just welcoming everyone to the Mellow Family Friends Week in Prayer. And I am getting some background noise. Let me try to mute some people so that it doesn't affect you guys hearing me. And let me try it again. Okay. We are a family gathered together to give God honor and to praise His holy name. Amen.
Yes.
Okay.
Amen.
I will go ahead and open us with an opening prayer, and then we're going to move forward with our worship song of the day. You bow your heads. God of grace, we open our hearts and our souls to you. Thank you for this day. Thank you that as we gather together today so that we may glorify your holy name. Come be with us, Father. Inspire us and lead us in our time of together with you. And we ask all this in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Okay, our first song of this evening is Praise Is What I Do by, I can't say that, Shekinah Glory.
Mm-hmm.
So before we begin, we had talked about kind of shifting a little bit in our program. Shifting our program a little bit where even if you can summarize what you're going to talk about or give a further commentary at the end of your speech, of your birth, that would be great. If you're not prepared to do that today, it's okay. So just kind of want to shift a little bit so that we get a little bit more meaning out of what is being read and something that we can take away rather than just the verse. I'm going to start off with Mother May.
Okay, I'm coming out of 1 Timothy, the 3rd chapter, quality leadership. People seem to be hungry for guidance and direction. The success of the church depends on the development of quality leaders who can fulfill position. Fulfill position of responsibility with integrity and resources. Oh God. Fullness in a most complex society.
Hold on.
That means something. Keep going. Let me out. Leaders play a crucial role in the lives of those who follow. Far too many people have been hurt by a false prophet and selfish leader who have made predictions and promises what have gone unfulfilled or haven't led them into deep hurt and disappointment. The Apostle Paul was quite implicit in describing the type of leader God wants, particularly those who lead in the church. According to Paul, God wants leaders who are disciplined, seasoned, and conviction in the faith. As leaders, we should mold the character and the conviction. We shall mold the character and convince in the faith. As leaders, we should mold the characteristic convention of faith. Artistic Paul had recommended for overseer and deacon. Those who are in position of leadership should meditate on the word of this most profound and thought-provoking chapter. When leadership fails, many people and programs are directed or indirected adversity affected. When leadership is ineffective, everything directly or indirectly reaps the benefit. Therefore, it behooves us to have positive influence in the lives of the people that we are called to serve, knowing that we are servers, not only them, but also the God who commissioned us. And the prayer said, "Dear God, help us to be true to ourselves so that we can come before your throne and let your need and request be known. Help us to hold ourselves accountable to the people that we accept to lead so that we will be the leader that you want us to be. In the name of the one who called us from fellowship to leadership and offer the necessary grace to do that which we have been called to do, we pray. Amen."
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mom, for that reading out of 1 Timothy 3 in regards to quality leadership. Amen. But next I have Sister Vicki. You have any good news you want to share with us this evening?
What I would like to share is a scripture, another one of my favorites, in Matthew. And what I'm reminded is that, again, God is in control because he, you know, the crisis, the economy is putting stress on us, you know, mentally as well as physically. And so I look at this as like God fussing at me, reminding me of this faith walk that he is in charge and he has not forgotten us because he is our shepherd. We lack nothing, and we have to walk in that faith. So my scripture is going to be from Matthew 6th chapter, starting at verse 25 through 34. And I'm reading from the King James Version. "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, or what ye shall drink, nor yet for your body, what ye shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Before the fowls of the air, for they sow Let me read that again. Sorry, my eyes did something funny. Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap nor gather into barns. Yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothed the grass of the field, which is today and tomorrow is cast in the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye a little faith? Therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or whether shall we be clothed? For all of these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye need all things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto this day is the evil one of the kingdom of God. And that is just so beholding for what we are going through today, when we, this election that's coming up, and the food prices, the gas prices. But I'm just, you know, reminded that God is still on the throne, and he is still providing, and he is our source. And so we just have to pray harder and just give him praise for where he has us today. And that's my thought for today.
Amen. 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 Thank you for sharing with us, Sister Vicki, regarding God is in control. Amen. Next, amen. I have Brother Huber. You have any good news today?
Yes, I'll be coming out of Zechariah 9, starting at the 9th verse to the 15th. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, daughter of Jerusalem. See, your king come to you, righteous and having salvation, gentle and riding on a donkey, on a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will take away the chariot from Ephraim and the war horse from Jerusalem, and the battle bow will be broken. He will proclaim peace to the nations. His rule will extend from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth. As for you, because of the blood of my covenant with you, I will free your prisoner from the waterless pit. Return to your fortress, O prisoners of hope. Even now I announce that I will restore twice as much to you. I will bend Judah as I bend my bow and fill it with Ephraim. I will arouse your sons, O Zion, against your sons, O Greece, and make you like a warrior's sword. Then the Lord will appear over them. His arrow will flash like lightning. The servant Lord will sound the trumpet. He will march in the storms of the south, and the Lord Almighty will shield them. They will destroy and overcome the sling stone. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Well, thank you for that reading out of Zechariah 9:9-15. What I got out of that is mainly about rejoicing in the Lord.
Huh?
Rejoicing in the Lord.
Sort of like that. Let the Zion know that the Lord, which also, you know, choose Jerusalem at the end. You know, it's just when they get ready to go back to rebuild the temple of the Lord after the exile, mm-hmm. Babylonian exile, where it's showing that the Lord will come and have the idea of the temple back to Jerusalem.
Amen. Thank you for sharing. Next, we have Auntie Carrie. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'll be reading 2 Corinthians 12, verse, I can't hardly see the night either. Say verse 9.
Okay.
But he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast in all that more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Okay, this is some fine writing here. I got to give me a minute.
Okay.
I don't know why. Can you imagine going into a job interview, planning to report all your worst weakness? It would be a nightmare unless God was the one conducting it. God doesn't want us trying to impress him with our long and short list of accomplishments. Instead, he wants us to recognize how much we need him. When we realize that our weakness spot and ask for help, he is happy to pour out his supernatural strength in and through us. Lord, thank you for being the strength I need in my weakness. Our weakness turn into strength when we invite God to help us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that reading. Area out of 2 Corinthians 12 and 9. All righty. Next I have Auntie Betty. Any good news you would like to share with us this evening?
Yes, I'm coming out of the book of 1 John chapter 4. Starting at verse 11 through 21. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to also love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfect in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his spirit. And we have seen and do and testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God has given to us. Because God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. Because fear has torment. He that fears is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. If a man say, I love God, and hate his brother, he is a liar. For he that loves not his brother, whom he has seen, how can he love God, whom he has not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that we who love God love his brother also. There's so much to be said about love. Love is an action word. For God is love. And John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever will believe in him shall not be, for God sent his son into the world. I mean, 3:16, let me get, for God so loved his son that he gave his, for God so loved the world. I get it right now. Whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. This everlasting life is in Jesus Christ. And love is an action word. We have to have that agape love. We just can't go around saying, love, I love you, I love you. If you got the agape love, you got to know God. That's the only way that we can get the true love. So love is the highest and the best thing that can ever happen to us. Because if God said we love him, because he first loved it us. And God love, or God kind of love, it is patient, it is kind. It is not just anything that we just come out and just say out of our mouth. We need to be careful how we speak and how we say words. A word means something, you know? So let us trust in the Lord and love him. He love us. But he said that we have to love our neighbor. That's how we prove that we love him, when we love each other. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What a blessing. Thank you, Auntie Betty. Appreciate that. Good reminder. You know, it's just like people saying, when you sneeze, God bless you. It took all the meaning out of the true meaning behind God blessing us. So definitely enjoyed that about love. Amen.
Amen.
Next, we have Sister Shirley. You have any good news you would like to share with us?
Yes, I'm also coming out of 1 John 5, verses 1 through 4.
Right.
1 through 5. If we believe that Jesus is truly Christ, we are God's children. Everyone who loves the Father will also love his children. If we love and obey God, we know that we will love his children. We show our love for God by obeying his commandments, and they are not hard to follow. Every child of God can defeat the world, and our faith is what gives us the victory. No one can defeat the world without having faith in Jesus as the Son of God. And this is telling us how to live in victory. First of all, we got to love. We got to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. Then we got to live. We got to live out this scripture that we read about. It's no good for us just to read the scripture and not live the scripture. And then we got to leave. We got to leave the world and the problems behind us and live in victory. God does not want us to live hopelessly. Let's live out the scripture and carry out God's command. Love one another. And this is how we can live in victory. Stop sinning and pick up the gift of eternal life. Amen.
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 Amen. Man, that chops it all.
Thank you, Mr. Shirley. That was beautiful. 1 John 5:1-5. Love, live, and lead. Amen. All righty. Next, we have Auntie Dot. Any good news you would like to share with me?
Yes, I'm coming out of St. Mark, chapter 11, verse 29-33. Christ risen into Jerusalem. And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or men? Answer me. And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why, when did you not believe him? But if we shall say of men, they feared the people, for all men counted John that he was a prophet indeed. And they answered and said unto Jesus, we cannot tell. And Jesus answered and said unto them, neither do I tell you by what authority I do these things. Amen.
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 Amen. And thank you for that reading out of Mark 11, Auntie Dot. Alrighty, well, that concludes our first round. I hope I didn't miss anyone. Alrighty, so we're going to go ahead and acknowledge our sick and shut in. Do we have any new members to add to the list for the sick and shut in?
Angela, I'd like to add Al's sister, Brenda. I think you know Brenda. She's been battling, some discomfort. They found blood clots on the lawn and kept her in the hospital for a while. So she's doing better. She's at home recuperating. But she gave us a scare there. And then he just left a moment ago, well, after a couple of hours ago, to take his mother to emergency. So we just need to keep their family, the Simpson family, in prayer for their sickness.
Oh. All right. Any others or anyone we want to remove from the list?
I'm on the prayer list. This is Sister Shirley, and my family is on the prayer list. But I wanted to let you all know that my daughter Shirley Annette is having surgery on her sinuses on Tuesday. They have got to flush out the sinuses behind her eyes and her nose, really her whole face. They said they got to flush out the sinuses. So, she said she'd be in for about a week or so. But sounds like it'll be a little bit longer than that. But just keep her in prayer.
Amen. Okay. And Shirley, what was her name?
My daughter's name. Well, her name is Shirley Annette, but we call her Annette.
Annette, okay. You and Auntie Jared sound alike. All righty. Okay. So, let's handle that right here. All right, I'm going to have to go off my time. All righty. Heavenly Father, we need your divine intervention in our lives on this moment, Father God, as we lift up our family members in prayer for healing, Father. Loretta Simmons, Lindsay Simpson and family, Freddie Williams, James Richardson, Tamisha and Sylvia Ball, Tandra Richardson, Jackie Johnson, Joseph, Caroline, Marianne Lowe, Brian Tompkins and family, Trademark Green, Jimmy Simmons and family, Auntie Betty and family, Sister Shirley and Annette's daughter and family, Annette, her daughter and family, Lowe family and friends, Mary Lowe and Sister Vicki Hoffman, and I don't know where did Hubert's name go. Hubert, you still there? Don't think you're gone. All righty. And Father God, we just, as we said, we want you to lift them up to heal them, Father God, because we know that you are our healer. Uh-oh, we got one more.
Yeah. Arap. That's Hazen.
A-R-E.
A-R-A. A.
Hazel's mom.
Yeah, yeah, called it.
All righty. Okay. Father God, we know that you are almighty and you are our healer for all illnesses that come before us, Father God. So we just ask you to attack the root of these illnesses, Father God, and cleanse their souls, cleanse their minds, cleanse their hearts, Father God, and give them the strength to trust and believe in you, Father God. We know that we ask you to surround them with angels during this moment, and those angels may be in the form of a surgeon, Father God, whatever it is that you deem necessary to heal them, Father God, because we know that you are in control. And, Father God, we thank you for just cutting away those ailments and for your protection once again, and we offer this up in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 All righty. Moving right along to our birthdays for this week. I think one of our significant others on the line is celebrating a birthday. Auntie Betty, November the 1st, happy birthday.
Yes. Tuesday.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Yes. Tuesday. Amen. And also on November the 3rd, we have an Alfonso. On November the 4th, I show a Margarita. And then on November the 5th, we have Chelsea and Stanley. Are there any other birthdays for October 30th through November the 5th? Okay, I like to give some group of some honors tonight. I wanted to, it's your turn, Auntie Betty, but I won't have to sing your song to yourself.
That's what I'm saying, darling.
Let's Auntie Carrie sing happy birthday to you. Auntie Carrie, will you do us the honors? Are you on mute? Auntie Carrie?
She
must have
stepped
away.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm on mute.
Right.
I was
all
saying
right.
It, but I'm on mute.
All right, you got
okay,
a little
I'm going.
Really do it up.
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Betty and others. Happy birthday to you. God bless you. Amen.
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 Happy
Amen.
Birthday, Aunt Betty.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Happy
yeah.
birthday. You got any big plans, Auntie?
What'd you say, baby? Mm-hmm.
Do you have any big plans for your birthday?
Oh, I have plans. I have plans for Tuesday. My friends, they coming over, and we're going to have a hallelujah time.
Oh,
oh okay.
The first thing I thought of was a little tea party.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, definitely enjoy your day.
I will. Right. Thank y'all. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. We're going to move right along in our program where we do our second round table where you have an opportunity to either share a testimony, a poem or a song, or you can give praise or say another verse if that's what's on your heart. So, or you can just say pass when I call your name. Let's start off with Auntie Di. Any testimony, poems, or song you would like to share this evening?
Okay.
Okay. Sister Shirley.
I'm on mute, but I pass.
Okay. all righty, Brother Hubert.
Yeah. I'll be coming out of the book of Matthew, Matthew 13, verse 10 to 15. The disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Why do you speak to the people in parables?" Jesus replied, "The knowledge of the secret of the kingdom of heaven has been given to you, but not to them. Whoever has will be given more, and he will have an abundance. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken from him. This is why I speak to them in parables. Though seeing, they do not see. Though hearing, they do not hear or understand. In them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah. You will be ever hearing but never understanding. You will be ever seeing but never perceiving. For this people heart has become callous. They hardly hear with their ears, and they have closed their eyes. Otherwise, they might see with their eyes, hear with their ears, understand with their heart, and turn, and I will heal them." Amen.
Amen.
How about you, Mother May?
I just want to say that we had our pastor's birthday today and a pastor appreciation day. And boy, we had a treat. It was wonderful. We had a treat with the word, and then we turned around and had a treat with the meal. So the physical. So we had a wonderful time. Then after we got through eating, we played domino, and guess what? I won the first game.
All right.
So we had a good time. We were sitting outside under the tent, and it was cool, and the wind was blowing a little bit. I tell you, we just had a wonderful time today.
Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Thank God for the whole outfit.
Yeah.
Amen. Thank you for sharing your praise report for the good mother. All righty. Auntie Perry, you have any good, poems, testimony, or songs you would like to share with us this evening?
I pass.
Okay. Sister Vicki. Sister Vicki. Are you mute?
Sorry, I'm empty. I had my mute on. Apologize. I just like to just praise God for who he is and just thank God for his grace and his mercy. And we just give thanks unto him because he is good. And we appreciate him and for his mercy that endures forever and to all.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Thank you. Then we have Auntie Betty. Would you like to share any testimony, poems, songs, or praise report?
I pass.
No, you didn't.
Y'all want me to do something?
Sing a song.
A song. I was
over here
rooting for a song, too.
Amen.
Go back there and get one of those shallow songs.
What are you thinking? I don't know. Will you go pass on us, Auntie Betty?
Yes, I'm going to pass tonight, darling.
No problem. Right. Let me get to my Bible because that was the last of First Kings. So we're going to go to Second Kings 1. And do I have anybody to either read or play Second Kings?
Connected. I do.
Okay, got it. Okay, do we have anyone that volunteered for the opening prayer?
I will, Auntie Care.
Okay, and how about, thank you, Auntie Care, how about the closing prayer? Any volunteers?
I
got Mother Meg. Excellent. Before we go into our closing song, does anyone have anything else they would like to share? Okay. The song that I'm going to play is called Something Out of the Grave by Pierre Third. One second. If I cue it up. In just a second, guys.
Family and friends. Anisha, are you there? Hey. Tyrone, are you there?
Good.
Drea, Shelby, are you there? Marcus Johnson, Mark J, are you in the building or what? At home? Chalita, are you there? Adia, are you there?
Hey, here.
Tony, Uncle Soup, Harris. What about Brooke? You there? Deshaun Jones, are you there? And now, my beloved Tasha Cobb Leonard, are you there? You there, darling? Okay, here we go. Something has to break in your life. We're in this together, so we're worshiping and making it fun. Here we are.
I feel it in this flow. Holy Spirit moves. When you have your way, something has to break. Tear down every lie. Set the wrong thing right. When you have your way, something has to break. Something has to break. Right now in your hands, something has to break. Something has to break. Hey. Me to it. I believe you need me through.
To that, I could think about Sister Vicki Matthew about God is in control and how we're just being attacked by so many forces and how what we're having to deal with today. And we just, you know, want to say something has to break. You know, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I'm going to go ahead and go into our closing prayer, and then we will reconvene again. Mom wanted me to give an update on Loretta. I don't know if you guys have heard, but we did hear from her midweek, and unfortunately, she got a touch of her shingles again. But she was doing better towards the end of the week from what she had shared with us earlier. She thinks she caught it in time. But again, just continue to lift her up in prayers. I let her know how much we miss her on the line. And as soon as she gets stronger, of course, she's just going to jump on. And we praise the Lord for that day because we know it's coming. Just continue to pray in your prayers. All right. If there's anything else you want to have to say, I'm going to go ahead with the closing of the line. Bow your head, please. Father, you saw fit us to gather together in this place and worship you today. And we just want to let you know we had an excellent time. It is not because we're perfect, Father, but because you are an awesome God that is worthy of our worship and our praise. We thank you for making us worthy to stand before you and to worship you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, as we close, may our worship be acceptable before you today. And we thank you for the wonderful time that we have shared. May we continue in your word and use it for the glory of your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen.
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 We just pray that y'all have a blessed week this week. And again, we continue to keep our, lift up our Father and give him all the glory, lift up our families and all above. In Jesus' name, good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good
night. Love you all.
Love you.
Have a great week.
Enjoy your birthday.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Gotta break right now. Gotta break right now. It's gotta break right now. Break right now. You've been praying for a long time. You've been waiting for a long time. Waiting.